Chief Inspector West. Calling Chief Inspector West.
Stand by for West. A crime file based on John Creasy's novel, Inspector West at Bay, dramatized for radio by Maurice Travers. Inspector West at Bay, starring Patrick Allen as Chief Inspector Roger West of Scotland Yard, and Sarah Lawson as his wife Janet. Part 4, Conflict in Kensington.
Mark, hello. Hello. Mark, are you there? Mark! Jan.
Yes, what is it, Roger?
Oh, there's trouble. Mark, hello, hello.
What's wrong?
I don't know. Mark, can you hear me? Mark!
What's happened? I heard the phone ring.
Then I answered it. All Mark said was hurry, and then I heard him groan. I think he's collapsed.
Collapsed?
I'm getting round there fast. Where's that spare key to his flat that Mark gave us?
It should be in the drawer under the telephone.
Right. Oh, yes, got it. Right, I'm off.
Well, I'm coming with you.
All right, come on then. God knows what's happened to Mark. We've got no time to waste. There's his door, Jan.
It's shut.
This is when I bought the key. Mark! Mark!
In the living room, look. On the floor. Oh, Roger, is he...
It's all right. He's breathing. Mark?
Who?
Mark O'Lane.
Oh, Roger.
What is it, Mark?
Jan. Well, you here too.
What happened, Mark?
A man... He got in somehow. Had a gun. He fired it. Spray, a cloud of spray got in my eyes.
Ammonia spray. Place stinks to high heaven with it.
Ammonia?
Mm.
Well, I bathed my eyes, but I must have passed out again with the pain.
Come on, let's get you up on your feet.
There you are.
That's it. Jan, take him into the bathroom. Bathe his eyes some more thoroughly.
Right. Come on, Mark.
Ammonia. Well, it still hurts like hell, but... But, Roger, I thought...
I know. You thought it was acid, like the dose I got in my hand in Fleet Street.
Yes.
Well, go on, get to the bathroom. I'll call a doctor, then I'll get onto the yard to Bill Sloan. I want him here with a crew. Maybe we'll be luckier this time. Maybe we can really find something to go on.
Mark?
Janet? What's going on?
How are you feeling?
Oh, never mind that. Have they found anything?
Well, don't you worry about that. You just relax like the doctor told
you. Oh, I'll be all right. You know, these characters have never let up, have they? Right from the day the acid was thrown at Roger and my flat vandalized. The master at Bournemouth pouncing on young Richard, scaring the wits out of all of you. And now this. And all the time, the anonymous notes with their merry little messages. It's a war of nerves, Janet. And obviously mine aren't standing up to it very well.
Oh, now you're talking rubbish.
Well, am I? I don't see Roger cracking up under the strain. Somehow I just can't imagine him fainting all over the floor.
Mark Lessing, you amaze me.
Well, why?
You ought to know him better than that. For goodness sake, you've known him longer than I have since before we married.
And what of it?
Roger feels things just as much as anybody else, if not more. He's just trained himself not to let it show, if he can help it. That's all.
Now, how is he, Jan?
Well, he's back to his old form, talking nonsense.
Oh, fine. Then we can change the subject. Come on in, Bill.
Okay.
What, your technical boy is still here?
They left a few minutes ago.
Any joy?
That'll be the day. Know something? It's times like these that I wish I'd never got promoted to detective inspector.
You found nothing, then?
No, except for this.
What is it? Another one of those letters.
Mm-hmm. Addressed to you, Mark.
What? What's it say?
Short and sweet again. You meddle too much, don't.
Just like the others. No fingerprints, nothing to help identify the ruddy thing.
Yeah, but the same kind of paper and done by the same typewriter.
There's no doubt of it. Identical defects in the same two letters. Look, the tail on the E is hardly visible and only a faint impress made by the crossbar.
And where did you find the letter?
On that console table of yours. Now, Mark, how good a look did you get at him, the chap who shot the ammonia at you?
Well, it all happens a damn fast...
I'll bet it did.
Wait a minute. I've just thought of something.
What, Jan?
How did he get into the flat? I mean, if he picked the lock, then doesn't that prove...
Right on the button, Janet. Obviously, it was the same geezer who got him before. Our chum is getting quite used to it, isn't he?
Mark, was he the man you told me about this afternoon? The one you think's been following you?
What's this? Someone tailing you, Mark?
Oh, yes, but this one wasn't the boy. That I'm sure of. No, my shadow lad always wears a hat.
Well, you said with a Tyrolean gadget in the hat.
Yeah, that's right. And what's more, he's older and thinner.
Then what was this bloke like?
Well, he seemed to be broader built, sort of stocky. And I've an idea his hair was sandy coloured.
Mm.
Roger, I'm just wondering.
Yum.
It strikes me that as Mark's been keeping tabs on a couple of names on our list of possibles, Doc Gawley to start with, and now he's watching our pal Jacob Kennedy.
Yes, I think I see what you're getting at.
Oh? Well, I don't, so perhaps Bill can explain it to me.
Well, it's just this, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Mark's been getting warm, getting too close for somebody's comfort.
Yeah, Bill could be right at that, Roger.
Yes, he could be.
Well, what now?
Well, first we have to get Mark back to our place.
Well, Bell Street? But why?
Because we've got a spare room, as you know very well. Besides, Jan can look after you more easily there.
Look, I don't need looking after. I'm perfectly
quiet,
all right.
Quiet, Mark. You heard the man.
Think you can get down to the car, all right?
But of course I can get down to the car. Look, there's no need for all this, Roger.
That's settled, then. Jan, love, you take the car and get him home, will you?
All right. But aren't you coming, too?
No, Bill and I are going to pay a visit.
We are? Who to?
Mr. Jacob Kennedy's secretary, the widowed Mrs. Wedleg.
Eve? What do you want with her?
A couple of things about her interest me.
Such as what, for instance?
Well, such as the fact that she asked you to take her to lunch today, for instance, and what she said about Kennedy.
What was that, Roger?
Well, I'll tell you on our way, Bill. But here's what interests me most of all, Mark.
Yes?
The day you first talk to her, this sandy-haired character turns up and shoots ammonia at you.
What do you think?
I don't think anything yet. I just like a word with the lady, that's all. All right, Bill, come on. Let's get down to your car and get weaving.
Now, Roger, you were going to tell me about Kennedy.
Oh, yes. Well, according to what Eve Wedleg told Mark, he's a reformed character.
Is that so?
Yeah, ever since he came out of jail 6 months ago. All those threats he made from the dock against me and against Mark, well, that's all forgotten.
It is, eh?
Furthermore, he's in trouble. Some form of blackmail. Apparently, he's been receiving menacing letters.
Letters? Now, that's a turn-up.
Yeah. He's afraid his life may be in danger.
Our lives, too, by the way this fellow's driving. Constable, watch it, will you?
Sorry, sir.
Roger, what's your reaction to all this about Kennedy?
Well, I'm keeping an open mind.
Yes. Well, of course, he's only one of the names on our list.
Exactly. And if we're right that it's someone with a grudge against me, someone who's come out of prison recently, then we've got other candidates. Paul Wiseman, Rodney Stanek, and we mustn't forget Doc Gawley.
What about the Riker brothers, that idea of mine?
Oh, yes, I had a chat about that with the superintendent at West End Central.
What did he think?
He's inclined to agree with you, Bill. Said we shouldn't rule out the Riker boys in a hurry, even though we've got them behind bars. Now, he says their organization isn't dead and buried yet, not by any means.
So they're also a possibility?
Yeah. Oh, that's just that trouble with this case. Too damn many possibilities. I just want to get my hands on whoever put Bertie Downs up to throwing that acid at me and then had him murdered.
But we know that. It was Ben Marino. And I still say we should pick him up.
Now, we think it's Marino. But even if it is, I want whoever's behind him.
Here's Wattle Street now, Chief Inspector.
Right. Oh, don't pull up dead in front of number 17. Stop a couple of houses further down.
Right, you are, sir.
Don't worry, Bill. Only one flight up.
Thanks. First floor flat in the best part of Kensington.
Yes, it must make quite a dent in a secretary's salary, wouldn't you say?
I would if you'd give me a chance. You took the words right out of my mouth. Well, that'll be her door, I suppose. Roger.
Well, well. Someone seems to have left a note for Mrs. Wedleg.
Typed on an envelope and pinned to the door.
Don't see too much of Mark Lessing. Well, now.
Well, you notice the typing? Like all the others. So's the envelope.
Hmm. Grows more interesting by the minute, this business. Today she and Mark have lunch together. Now each of them gets a warning.
Well, she can't be home, or this wouldn't still be on the door.
Hmm. Go to the top of the class, Mr. Sloan. We'll make a detective out of you yet.
Funny joker.
Bill, shut up.
What is it?
Thought I heard something inside the flat. Someone moving around.
Well, so what? She probably shares the place.
No, not according to Mark. He's been watching her. She lived here alone, he says.
Well, maybe it's a friend waiting for her. Boyfriend, like as not, if she's as dishy as I hear tell.
Shh. Listen.
Blazer.
That's down in the street.
Damn cops backfiring. By hell. Here, that sounds like a pileup.
And not by accident. Come on, Bill, that wasn't backfiring. Those were gunshots.
What on earth?
Over there, Bill, across the street.
Oh, it's hard to see anything for that crowd. Isn't it marvelous how people whip up out of nowhere the minute there's any excitement?
Looks like a car went into that lamppost. Oh, there's our constable.
A constable over here.
Right, sir. Yes, Detective Inspector.
Well, what happened here? Did you see?
Well, sir...
Oh, we can go into that later. Let's take a look at the car first, see if anyone's been hurt.
I saw it all,
please. All right, let us through here, please. Let us through. A constable, move everyone back, will you?
All right, now. Everybody back, please. Come along, please. Yeah, all right. All move away. Everybody move back.
Right, now we can see.
Well, it doesn't look too bad. One headlight smashed and the radiator buckled.
Bill, look who's behind the wheel. It's her. Eve Wedlick.
With Mr. Jacob Kennedy in person right beside her. Unconscious by the look of it.
Well, she seems okay, though. And Mrs. Wedlake. Mrs. Wedlake, are you all right?
Oh, yes, I think so. Who are you?
Roger West, Chief Inspector Scotland Yard. This is Detective Inspector Sloan. You sure you're not hurt?
Oh, yes. Just a little dazed, that's all.
All right, then let's get you out. Here, take my arm.
No, I can manage. Oh, there. You see? But Jacob, Mr. Kennedy.
I'll take a look at him, Bill.
Sure thing.
When I ran into the lamppost, his head hit the windscreen.
How is he, Bill?
Well, it doesn't seem to be anything serious. No sign of blood. But we'd better not move him.
No, not before a doctor's had a look at him.
There's a doctor's house at the end of the street. I think he's number 34 or maybe 36.
I'll see about it, will you, Bill?
Right, I'll send the constable down for it.
Now, Mrs. Wedlake, do you feel up to telling me what happened? There were shots, four of them.
Yes, I'm rather confused about it all. I'd just turned into the street when this car suddenly roared up from behind me. Then there were the shots.
From this other car?
Yes. I got such a shock, I lost control of the wheel and ran into the lamppost. Thank heavens I wasn't doing any speed to speak of. I'd already started to slow down.
Yes, I was lucky for you.
Then there was another car as well.
Another one?
I saw it, out of the corner of my eye, just as I swerved into the lamppost. I'm not sure, but it seemed as if it went off chasing after the car that the shots came from.
I see. Well, I think we'd better get you to your flat. Come along, Mrs. Wedlake. We'll take it nice and easy, shall we? Here we are, then. Now, if you'd like to give me your key, I'll open the door for you.
There's no need. I'm perfectly all right.
Something wrong?
Oh, no. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Hello. Someone seems to have left you a note.
Yes, I've just read it.
May I? Don't see too much of Mark Lessing. No signature. Now, what do you make of that, Mrs. Wedlake?
I don't know what to make of it.
Sounds like a jealous boyfriend, but a bit premature, surely, considering you've only seen Mark once for lunch today.
Yes. Mr. West.
Quiet, not a word. Give me your key.
You think there's someone?
I'm going in. You stay here. All right, Mrs. Wedlake, open the door and we'll go in, shall we? And that's the idea.
Who there?
Look out, the gun!
Drop it. I said drop the gun.
Are you all right?
Yes, thanks.
You knocked him out.
Well, he must have a weak chin. Mrs. Wedlake, have you ever seen this man before?
No, never.
Neither have I, but I know who he is. Stocky build, sandy hair. Just as well he didn't get a chance to pull that trigger. Apart from anything else, you'd have had a job getting the smell of ammonia out of your flat.
Ammonia?
That's a water pistol loaded with it. Well, this lad's had a busy night. First it was Mark Lessing, and now...
Mark?
That's right. Mrs. Wedlake, would you mind going down and telling Detective Inspector Sloan I'd like him to come up here, please, and bring the constable with him?
Right.
I want this chap lodged nice and safely in a cell. He's got quite a few questions to answer.
Get him down to the car, Constable. I'll be with you in a minute. We'll take him to Cannon Row.
Right, sir. Come on, you.
Well, that was a nice piece of work, Roger, nailing that geezer.
Throw everything at him, Bill. Assault and bodily harm on Mark Lessing. Attempted assault on Mrs. Wedlake. Assault on a police officer. That should make him talk. I want to know who put him up to all this.
Leave it to me.
Where's Mrs. Wedlake at the moment?
Down in the street, talking to the doctor about Kennedy.
Yeah.
He's okay, I gather.
Okay.
Just passed out for a bit with the shock and the bump on the windscreen.
Oh, she'll be bringing him up here, I imagine. I'll wait and have a few words with him.
Right, I'll go off then.
Yes, fine. Just a minute, Bill.
Yeah?
Something I've just noticed.
What?
A desk. More particularly, the typewriter on it. I think we might try a little experiment. Now, all we need is a sheet of paper.
Roger, if you're thinking what I think you're
thinking... Let's just see before anyone turns up, shall we? Yeah, that should do. Take a look, Bill. Especially at the letters E and T.
Well, I'm damned. If that's not one for the book, then I don't know what is. Now, how the devil did you know...
I didn't. It was just an experiment, as I said.
So she wrote them, all those anonymous notes?
I don't know that we can go as far as that, but they're certainly written on this machine, no question about that.
Are you going to tackle her about it?
I'm not sure. I'll play it by ear, I think, see what develops. Well, you better get going now, Bill. Put our sandy-haired friend through the hoops. I'll sit here tight till Mrs. Wedlake and Kennedy arrive. Then maybe we'll find out a bit more.
Come along, Jacob. What you need is to lie down for a little while.
Eve, don't fuss. There's a good girl. I appreciate your concern for me. I appreciate it very much, but I... Oh, West.
Good evening, Mr. Kennedy.
Of course. Eve told me you were here. I'd forgotten for a moment.
How are you feeling?
I'm all right. A little shaken up. It was a nasty business.
Yes. Did you happen to see who was in the car who fired the shots at you?
No, I didn't. It was all too quick.
Mr. West, I really think you should go and lie down.
No, no, Eve. I'll just sit here in this chair. Yes, that's fine.
There's something I'd like to ask you, Mrs. Wedlake.
What is it?
Have you another key to this flat?
No. No, I haven't. Why?
Because I've still got your key. So would you mind telling me how you got in just now?
I can tell you that. I used my key.
Oh, I see.
I don't think you do. If you have any strange ideas, you can dismiss them. Eve is a fine girl, a decent girl. And you should know what I feel about my family, my wife, and my two sons.
I was not implying anything of that kind.
It's a perfectly simple explanation, Chief Inspector. This flat belongs to Mr. Kennedy.
It belongs to my company, to be specific about it.
JK Investments?
That's so.
When I got the job as Mr. Kennedy's secretary, I was offered the flat as well. We work here sometimes instead of the city office, so naturally...
Mr. Kennedy has a key.
Exactly.
Well, now perhaps we can get on to something a lot more important. West, have you talked to Lessing?
I know all about what Mrs. Wedlake told him at lunch today, if that's what you're referring to.
Yes, it is. In court, at my trial, I said a lot of things about you and about Lessing. I admit, when I stood there on the dock, I hated you both. Most of all, you. But...
Go on, Mr. Kennedy.
Those years in prison. 10 years.
Just under 7 years, actually. The sentence was 10, but you got full remission, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. Well, those years taught me what a fool I was. Any hate was drained out of me.
Jacob, the Chief Inspector must know all that. I explained it to Mark...
Eve. West, those 7 years, it was hell. Not the fire and brimstone variety, just gray, dull, deadly monotony. And that's the worst kind of hell. Look at me, I'm 58. I look 10 years older. I never want another taste of it, West. Take it from me, I'll never do anything that might send me back there. Not for anything in this world.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
The past is past, and I'm finished with it. But they won't let me finish. Who's that?
I'll go and see.
Eve, be careful.
Just stay here, both of you. I'll go. That's Mrs. Kennedy, isn't it?
Chief Inspector West. Where's Jacob? Where's my husband?
Well, he's in here with Mrs. Wedlake.
Jacob, are you all right? Are you hurt? I've been terrified ever since I heard, in an awful state. Eve, why didn't you telephone
me? But Mrs. Kennedy,
You might have known how frantic I'd be. I've been in a fit of anxiety all the way here. Oh, Jacob, darling, well, don't stand up. You look ill. Well, sit down. Sit down.
It's all right, Clara. Everything's all right. There's no need for you to worry.
Well, how can I help worrying? Oh, Jacob, I thought I'd find you at death's door.
Well, you can see I'm not, can't you? Now, calm down, Clara.
How did you hear about him, Mrs. Kennedy, if no one phoned you?
I didn't say that no one had phoned me. My son phoned me. Peter told me.
Peter? But how on earth?
Well, he was coming to call on Eve, he said. He saw what happened. He drove off after that car, but he lost them. He rang me from Putney or somewhere. He was so worried he didn't know what to do.
Then that's who it was. In that other car, Mr. West.
Mrs. Kennedy, did Peter tell you if he saw who the men were?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. All I could think about was Jacob. But why are you here, Chief Inspector? Jacob... You mean you've told him?
No, not yet.
He was about to, Mrs. Kennedy, when you rang the bell.
Well, go on, Jacob. What are you waiting for?
I don't think it'll do any good, Clara.
Oh, of course it will. You must tell him. Oh, I want you to, and Charles agrees. Well, he's your son, your elder son. He knows what's best. Please, Jacob.
Why should West believe me? Even if he does, he won't help. He's a policeman. I'm a convicted criminal.
You've got some strange ideas about policemen, haven't you?
Have I?
Now listen to me. You broke the law. The law caught up with you and punished you. From now on, as far as we're concerned, you're a citizen again. With all the rights of a citizen. If you need help, we'll help you. If you're in danger, we'll give you protection. I may not like you. I may not even trust you. But that doesn't mean I want to see you terrorized or swindled or even murdered. You ought to know that as well as I do.
All right. West, I'm being driven almost crazy. Letters, telephone calls, messages. Men I don't know who think I've got a lot of money that I've salted away. They never leave me alone. When I tell them they're wrong, they won't believe me. They've started to threaten violence. And now tonight, those shots. They tried to kill me, West.
And you've no idea who they are?
None at all. But they mean business, all right. And I'm scared. I can't stand much more of it.
It's all true, Mr. West. What's happened right here in the flat? That note on the door and the man you knocked out. That must be part of it. They must have seen me meet Mark Lessing today, and this was their way of frightening me off.
Oh, Chief Inspector, you will help, won't you? Now that Jacob's told you everything.
Then he's a damn fool.
What? Peter!
You wouldn't listen to me, would you? Any of you? Charles and I could have handled this ourselves if you'd let us have our way.
But Charles wanted your father to tell the police.
Only because you talked him into it. Clucking away like an old hen.
Peter, that's enough. I won't have you talking to your mother like that.
You think you can trust West after what he did to you?
Peter, don't be ridiculous.
You're the ones who are being ridiculous. You're as bad as the rest of them, Eve. I tell you, you can't ever rely on coppers.
Your father's the one to decide that, I'd say, Mr. Kennedy.
Of course you would. That's all you want. An excuse to start ferreting into our lives. Any reason to dig away like a rat, nosing about, asking questions?
Well, I've got one for you now. How did you get in here?
What?
I said, how did you get in?
Through the door.
Doors have locks.
And I've got a key.
Is that true, Mrs. Wedleg?
Yes.
Also for business reasons?
What the hell's that got to do with you?
Peter!
If you can't be civil, you'd better go, Peter.
West's the one who ought to go. We don't need him or any other damn copper. Go on, West. Get out.
Not just for the moment. You saw the shooting down in the street, I understand, and followed the car.
What if I did?
Did you see who was in it?
No, I did not. It's night, remember? And I lost them anyway.
What sort of a car was it?
A Mini.
Color?
Gray. Now, that's all I know. So you can leave, right?
Not quite. The key you have to this flat, do you use it often?
That's no damn business of yours.
I'm making it my business.
And you can go and take a running jump.
Or we can both go along to the yard and you can answer my questions there.
All right. I use it sometimes to see Eve. I happen to like seeing her. I happen to like it a lot. Now, are you satisfied?
I am. I don't know whether Mrs. Wedleg is. I'd have thought she'd choose more sensibly.
You lousy...
Peter!
Oh! Oh!
Next time you throw a punch, don't telegraph it.
Oh, Peter, you silly, silly boy.
West, I apologize for
you. Well, don't bother, but I'd try to control him better if I were you. I'll look into this trouble of yours, Mr. Kennedy. We'll do everything we can to help. Now, I'll be on my way. Oh, here's your key back, Mrs. Wedleg. I'll see myself out. Good night.
You sure you've had enough, Roger?
Yes, thanks, Jan.
It's a fine time for you to be getting your dinner. Nearly 10 o'clock.
Oh, it was good, though.
Poor darling. You've had quite a night.
Gilbert and Sullivan had the right words for it. When constabulary duties to be done, to be done.
Roger.
A copper's lot is not a happy one.
Happy one.
Roger, you wake everybody up, the boys and Mark. To say nothing of the dog, and it's Snicker I'm worried about most. If he starts barking, a great police dog like that.
We've got quite a houseful, haven't we? Oh, was Mark all right when he went to bed?
Oh, yes, yes. He should be fine in the morning.
Oh, good.
Oh, Roger, I'm so glad you've got the man who did that to him.
Yes. Ah, the trouble is, Jan, love, this. Still too much I can't make out about this whole business.
Well, you mean all that happened tonight with the Kennedys and Mrs. Wedleg?
I just can't work out what's behind it all.
Darling,
mm?
If the note on Mrs. Wedlake's door, the typing, if it was the same as the letters you and Mark have had...
Which it was, definitely.
And if Jacob Kennedy is being menaced, getting letters too, then it seems that the same people are after you and Kennedy, doesn't it?
That's what it looks like, Jan.
Mm, but the only thing is that the letters were typed on Eve Wedlake's typewriter.
Yeah. And there seems to be a hell of a lot of keys to her flat floating around. I don't know nearly enough about Mrs. Wedlake, just where she fits into it all.
Oh, now who's that? No, I'll get it. You sit there, you're tired.
No, not too tired to answer the phone. It might be Bill Sloan. Chelsea 1492.
Hello, Roger.
Oh, Bill, any news?
You bet.
All right, come on, don't keep it a secret.
The geezer you collared in the Wedlake girl's flat.
Yes, you got him to talk?
I had him singing like a bird.
Ah, good.
His name's Dibben,
uh-huh.
And he was employed to do the job on Mark and Mrs. Wedlake by guess who?
Bill, I'm not in the mood to play guessing games.
A certain Mr. Marino.
Ben Marino, that clinches it.
Right, the same gent who was seen with Bertie Downs before he threw the acid at you, and who might have had something to do with the fact that Bertie Downs died of arsenic poisoning. Now, how's that?
Not bad at all.
Then we pick up Marino, right?
No.
But what... Roger, I...
We don't pick him up. Not yet. We've got him under observation, haven't we?
Around the clock.
Then that's how we leave it, for a bit longer. But, Bill...
Yes?
We mustn't lose sight of him, not for a second, understand? Because this could be it. This could break the case wide open, once and for all.
You've been listening to Patrick Allen and Sarah Lawson in the fourth part of Inspector West at Bay by John Creasy. Listen to Package for Peril, Marked Personal, the next episode of John Browell's production of Inspector West at Bay.